Now, as we do, we're changing pace again. We've spoken to the Wiri Community House to start with between 12 and 1, and we've just had the Hillsville Living and Learning Centre on. And for those people that have perhaps retired and got a bit of time on their hands, we're now going to talk to a great organisation, which is the Hillsville U3A. Now, we have them on once a term, and today we're going to find out a bit about it. So, first of all, welcome to Carol and Phil.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
It's great to have you along. Now, we've got to mention you had the extravaganza. I know you don't call it that, but I do.
Oh,
late last year. It was a great show. There was a lot of laughter, probably a few mistakes. I'm not sure some of those weren't meant. I don't know, and I don't want to know. But the major thing is I know that you two were involved in it. Did you enjoy yourselves?
Oh, we had a ball.
Absolutely. Even though, you know, afterwards we thought, oh, well, that was interesting.
I will admit to mucking Bill up a few times on purpose. In the second show, his character was talking about setting decoys up at the south end of town.
Yep.
So in that show, I brought along a duck decoy that I had hidden. No one knew I had it. You were there on that one?
Yep.
I pulled out my decoy and said, well, I got my decoy. Where you want me to put it? And I just got blank looks at you. I had fun.
And that was Lois's last one, so I think Lois has done a terrific job. She's done it for a long while. So do you have any idea what you've got planned for this one, or have they told you?
Well, I know that it's another musical production.
Yep.
Because I'm in it, I think. and we find out in a couple of weeks a bit more about it. At the moment, I know no more than that.
So when you say a musical, and we'll get off that because we want to be talking about what you've got coming up, you don't normally do, say, like a normal musical where it's a show that everybody knows. So it's normally a show that your people put together themselves.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, which was good. So
it's cheaper that way too.
Yeah, well, you don't have to buy the rights.
No. That's right.
copyright.
You could always maybe sell the rights to last year's one. Maybe not. Anyway, look, it was great. Anyway, we're now back. U3A, has it started yet, or does it start this week or next week?
Oh, no, we started yesterday.
What day is it today?
Wednesday.
It started yesterday.
Right, so you're all back into it.
We did cancel some classes because of the heat, but
Well, there were still some classes went ahead because the courthouse is air conditioned.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was a cool place to go on a hot day.
Probably a good way to be there. All right, so have they told you about any new programs that are starting this term?
Some of the ones that are new for this year, we actually started up last year, like I'm taking Learn Guitar. So I did that.
At least not the ukulele.
No.
Sorry.
The poor uke group. So I started that up and halfway through last year.
Yep.
I only had about six people, but this year I think there's 21 or 22 in the book, so very popular.
Okay. And I'll say that I'm in that group. I started the class today.
So how long have you played, Carol?
I haven't. I'm an absolute beginner.
I was just going to ask, so you're a beginner, so it's good to ask you, but also to ask Phil, how hard is the guitar to play? Because it just seems to be you've only got about six strings and those few frets. I mean, how can you get your fingers around all that in sort of to turn out great music?
I guess I'll find out.
Practice. We start with open chords. We don't do any bar chords, not yet.
Right.
And really, as I said this morning, a chord is mostly three notes. But if you strum the six or maybe just five strings, in that five strings, you'll find some of the notes are doubled up. So the chord of C is C, E and G, the notes in that chord. But if you strum, you'll listen, there'll be a couple of Cs, there'll be a couple of Es and maybe a couple of Gs. Yeah,
so, Phil, I don't know whether you play the piano, but say out of something like the piano, or Carol does.
I used to. I've learnt the piano in the past.
So how hard, which is easier to learn? Because the piano's hard and the guitar strikes me as a piano.
Well, it's a long time since I learnt the piano, but I think the benefit out of that is I can read music okay. yeah. and understand the notes and sort of how they operate.
Right.
So I can't say which is harder. I mean, yep. to play the piano really, really well is obviously very, very challenging.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Because you've got a lot more notes with a piano, haven't you, than out of a guitar?
You have 88 keys on a full keyboard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's very linear, one end to the other, whereas guitar, the strings are stacked, so you're over the fretboard a bit.
Phil, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because we yes. want to get on to other programs. What's the advantage with an electrical guitar? Is it only just that you can make a lot more noise, or does it give you different ranges by having an amplifier?
Certainly gives you different ranges, different sonics, different sounds. An electric guitar is usually easier to play. The strings are...
Is it?
Yes, the strings are closer to the fret.
Right.
The neck of the guitar is usually not as wide as on an acoustic guitar.
Right.
And the strings are usually thinner, so softer, easier on your fingers when you're playing. Although Carol's playing a nylon string guitar.
Right. That was the next question I was going to ask, and then I'm going to give the guitar away, I promise. What happens to a guitarist? Like we'll talk about in the old days when a lot of the dancers would have a guitar on a Saturday night. Like, what would it do to their fingers? Do they wind up with calluses? Is it that hard to play?
Yeah, you end up with calluses on the tips of your fingers. They're not really hard, but they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just from playing.
Yeah, because it's... Well, you're playing on metal, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like the metal strings.
Yeah, pushing a metal string down onto the neck.
All right, you just mentioned that Carol is using nylon strings.
Yes.
What's the advantage over nylon over steel or steel over nylon?
Most people start with a nylon string guitar because it's a bit easier, softer on the hands. There's a nylon. The first three strings, first two strings are nylon, then the next one's up. Are wound strings, but they're just softer on the hands, a bit easier.
No difference in the music. Yeah. It's just in the fingers.
I will quickly say, in the class this morning, we had people that have bought a guitar 2 days ago.
That's
so people have had a guitar in the cupboard for 10 or 20 years and just brought it out again. A wide range of experience.
Well, I know we've talked about the ukuleles and you can spend thousands. In a guitar, to play reasonable, I'm not talking about the real dud and I'm not talking about the real professional, what sort of dollars are involved in buying a guitar?
I'll talk about steel-strung guitars, acoustic guitars, and you can buy a reasonable one for $400 or $500.
Yep.
We can go up to the Matins, $1,500, $2,500, and beyond.
So, like, I think you told me once you could pay $10,000 for a ukulele. So, could you pay that amount for guitar, or are they just not worth that amount of money?
No, you could easily. And certainly, if you're looking for a vintage Martin guitar in America or something like that, you could pay hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Could you?
For particular models, yes, you could.
I've got to take a break and then we'll come back more. And I promise we're going to get off guitars and we're going to get off ukuleles.
River song about walking by the beach, holding hands, getting feet wet. Still remember that sunset when you leaned in and kissed me. I swear I felt my heart skip the beat, jump right out of my chest. Never felt so nervous. If you're feeling what we didn't see, I'm all in. Just you and me, waking up late on Sunday. If you wanna be a ride or die, I could shotgun for the rest of my life. If you want me to be your tag along, all you gotta do is let me know if you're feeling it. I it's just right. If you feel it, we'll wait and see. I'm all in, just you and me. Waking up late on Sunday, sitting on a pot, sipping coffee. If you wanna be, you ride or die. The shotgun for the rest of my life. If you want me to be your tag along, all you gotta do is let me know. Feel it,
now, Ethne, I promise we've spent too much time on the guitar and the ukulele, and so we're now going to get on to some of the things coming up. Now, Phil, for a start off, you've got your 20th anniversary coming up this year, so going to be a great year, but it's not going to be one particular thing, is it? You're going to have a few different things during the year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. To start off next week...
Friday
at 5, which is we have a couple of times a year in the good weather, but we're going to have a panel of some of the longer-term members. I won't say older members. You wouldn't say that, would
no,
you?
No, they won't.
And then a bit of music, but...
But when you say you're going to have a panel... Did you say a panel?
Yeah.
So what are they going to be talking about?
Well, of some of the previous presidents, I believe, are going to be there. And we're going to have a bit of a Q&A with the panel just to get some of their background and their involvement in U3A in the past.
A bit of the history of
a bit of the history.
So that's Friday week. What time was it?
Friday at 5 o'clock.
So 5 o'clock. At the courthouse.
At the courthouse.
Yeah.
It's a BYO sort of like drinks and food. Yeah. But it's also a big social thing for people to come to.
And I know that we'll be talking as the year goes on, because I know that Ethne said you'd be having quite a, you know, not just one stage event. There'll be quite a number of events.
No, we've got a little working group, and they've met quite a few times working on things.
Yeah, they're really busy.
Now, Carol, I'm keen to talk to you. You're involved with the walking and cycling. First of all, what got you involved in that, and why should people join you on that?
Okay. So I guess it's partly they're both things that I've done in the past for quite a long time.
Yep.
I've been a member of cycling groups in Healesville and elsewhere in the past. And I've always done a lot of bushwalking, really, is more than just general walking. So, and when I came to Healesville about 5 years ago, I found that U3A ran both of those courses, and I thought, well, that's great, so I'll join those.
So what's the longest walk you've done?
What, me?
In your life.
In my life?
Yep.
About, how long was it? About 450 kilometres. That's the Pennine Way in England. Oh. So basically, it starts in Derbyshire.
Yep.
And it ends in Scotland.
Right.
And you walk basically up the ridge of the Pennines the whole way there.
So, all right, with the U3A, because we need to keep getting back to U3A, how often do you walk with them and how far do you walk?
Okay, so the bushwalking group walks once a month.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
And the distances vary.
Yeah.
The location we go to will vary. It depends on what the leader plans and also on the weather. You know, it's a bit weather dependent. But usually the distance will be something like between 15 and 20 kilometres.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be... We usually start about 8:30 in the morning, meet at the courthouse, do car sharing to get to the start point, which could be Marysville, it could be up at Sugarloaf Dam, it could be up towards Kinglake. Kinglake was one of the last ones we did last year. And we take snacks and food, and sometimes usually we're back in Healesville by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, actually, so it's like a long morning walk. And we have lunch and things whilst we're out.
All right, so with your cycling, how often is that?
That's every fortnight. Fortnightly, first and third week of the month. It's in three terms a year. It's the first, second and fourth. In the third term, it's usually pretty cold,
too cold,
so we don't we don't go out then.
Yep.
So that's twice a month. Again, it's localish. Healesville is not the best place to just get on a bicycle and ride from. The yep. roads aren't really built for that.
Yeah.
So we often...
Now, that's going to be my next question. I don't want to butt in. But you mainly ride on the roads. You don't do these rail trails.
No, we mostly go on things like rail trails and cycle tracks. We don't ride on the roads very much at all.
Right.
Because it's a mixed group. The group goes up to about 20 people, 10 to 20 people. It depends on the day and so on.
And there's some fantastic trails around now, aren't there?
Yeah. What we normally do is we alternate riding a section of the Warby Trail, the trail to Warburton, with another bike ride. And it is mostly on the bicycle tracks.
Yep.
So, for example, there's one that starts in North Croydon.
Yep.
The Mullum Mullum track. So we quite often do that, go towards, say, someone like Ringwood.
Oh.
Or another one, we start off Liverpool Road, and that bike ride takes us through to Croydon. Very important that we always have coffee somewhere.
You see the bike riders, particularly a Sunday morning, you'll often see them, but they all wind up down the coffee shop.
Oh, you have to, otherwise we wouldn't be going, sorry.
So how many people are in it, in the cycling?
I think there's a limit of about 20 people. I don't know if it's full at the moment.
Yeah.
Usually... You know, it depends again on the weather, but 15 to 20 people would probably be the max that you'd get.
Yep. Now, Phil, tell me about something new that's coming up, please.
As in the courses that we're offering?
Yes. Oh, sorry, yeah, I meant that.
Okay. Well, Ancestry is new, and I say new. Some of these started off late last year, but they hadn't run for the whole of the year.
Yep.
So Ancestry is tips and how to research your own ancestry. There's actually two groups, and the other one is a support group. So if you're already on your way, finding some blockers or not knowing where to go next, this other group will then help to show you a way forward. Yep. Draw Your Life started up last year. There's only a few people doing that, I will admit, but it's to be able to draw your life's experiences rather than just writing a diary or something like that.
Yeah. Go.
Dancing the Elements with Wu Tao, as Carol mentioned before. It's a movement thing.
I want to come back to that. I've just got to take a break here, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the various types of dancing you've got.
You got the red T-shirt you've been wearing for days. You got those greased jeans that are covered in hay.
Thing. You're going round saying, girl, I'm the rodeo king. Got you wild, big and low, and you're gonna soak that. So I'm talking to Carol and Phil from U3A. Now, Carol, just in passing, you mentioned dancing, and I want to, first of all, ask you how long you've been dancing, because hopefully other people will hear what you've been doing. Apart from U3A, we were a dancer before you joined U3A. And then I believe there's more than one type of dancing down U3A. So first of all, a little bit about yourself, and then let's get into the dancing and find out a bit more about it.
So yes, I was dancing before I joined the dance group in U3A.
As a young lady? Or
No, more as an older person.
Yeah.
When I had more spare time.
Yeah.
You know, got rid of the kids and things like that.
What sort of dancing?
Mostly I was actually, rock and roll. And salsa.
Yep.
Salsa.
I love the rock and roll. Yeah. But anyway, just a reminder, I'll be here on Sunday night with a rock and roll hit parade. Yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah, so some Spanish dancing and rock and roll was what I was doing.
Right. So what made you decide to do dancing with U3A?
Well, again, when I looked at the courses that were available when I first came here, I noticed dance was one of them, and it had been a few years since I'd done any dancing.
Yep.
And I thought, well, that sounds all right.
Because one of the things with dancing is that you're getting exercise while you're enjoying yourself, don't you? Like if you said to someone, run around the block for the next 2 hours, they'd tell you to flick off, although I did a front run Monday. But what would happen, you can dance for 2 hours, and not realise, and it's good for your heart, it's good for your muscles, it's good for everything, isn't it?
And we have good music as well, you know, so it's good to dance to music that you enjoy.
Good. All right, so now tell me about the different sorts of dancing that U3A offer.
Well, I'll talk about at least one or two, but the one that it was actually a class this morning, 9:30, and that is the course leader has done a lot of dancing in the past. Really good at it. So she teaches us a range of sort of like established dances like the rumba, cha-cha, not so much. We do it on our own. It's not with partners.
I was going to ask you that. So you can sign up for the dancing because I know around Hillsville there are quite a lot of ladies who no longer have husbands or partners, so they can still rock up at the dancing.
Yeah, they
themselves.
Can. Plus there is another dance group that sort of caters for them. Within U3A.
Yep.
So we do a range of sort of well-known forms of dancing, but not ones that rely on having a partner, although some of them you can do with partners.
Yeah. So when you're doing that, do you do it like two ladies, so the one's a male, so you don't...
No, we just dance individually.
Yep, right.
To set different steps, different movements, and for the length of a whole, lots of different music.
So your second...
We have, dance routines is what you
so
call it.
Right, so now you said you had two sorts of dancing you do. So what's the second one?
No, I don't do the other one, but there is another one called dancing with partners, but no partner required.
Just explain that to me, will you?
Well, I haven't done it, so I'm not quite sure how it operates, but I know that you can happily go along to that.
But that could quite easily be with one playing each part.
Yes, I think that's probably how it operates. Okay.
Now, Phil, you put your fingers up five, so you weren't being rude to me.
We were doing a count. So we had line dancing, dancing with the partners, dancing the elements, and tap dancing.
Oh, you got tap dancing there.
Ethne leads the tap dancing.
Well, she never told me that. So she's got a background in tap dancing somewhere.
Must have somewhere.
Well, I know a few people who've done a class and they say it's great fun.
Yeah. And that's certainly good exercise.
Oh, I got a daughter that does tap dance, did, and she loved it.
Yes.
So, really, anybody who's at all interested in dancing could come along to U3A and find some sort of dancing that suited themselves.
Yep.
And they don't have to have a partner. They can just rock up and...
Sometimes it surprises the little band. I mean, we are U3A members, but we're not a part of U3A, the wannabes.
Yep.
And we've been playing songs, and all of a sudden we see part of the crowd doing some line dancing moves. Oh, it must be one of their songs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's
so Nutbush is in our set, obviously.
All right. So tell us a bit more about... So, and you've still got your wine and cheese tasting? And
that's really popular.
I'm not touching that. So that's on a Friday, am I right? Or?
Is it the third Friday
it's
of the month?
It's the third Friday of the month, at 5 o'clock till about 7 o'clock at the courthouse.
Or later.
Yep, yep.
So... what happens there? People bring their own wine along and share it or what?
We
have a theme. Whoever organises it will announce a theme and we bring wines along that theme.
So it might be a Yarra Valley wine, it might be a French wine, it might be something rosé. Mm. So there's always a theme.
So then you sit around and you each taste each other's or how does it work?
They're lined up on the table and you just help yourself to whatever you'd like to taste.
Right. Mm. And then do you have a discussion afterwards or...?
Very rarely on the wine. Sometimes there is a bit of a discussion about...
It's a very good social occasion as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can imagine that. I can imagine that and get plenty of people turn up.
Yeah. Well, we've got many more people enrolled for that than we have for the exercise circuit. It's got a small number of enrolments, but wine and cheese, we're near the maximum.
Right. All right, we've got to take a quick break and then we want to come back and talk about some of the other regular programs.
Shut me down. To shoot you down. Shut me down.
I'm talking to Carol and Phil from U3A. Now, not everybody wants to get physical. I mean, it's really good if they can, and maybe they want to do a bit of physical with doing dancing or walking or cycling. But you've got some more passive things there, and we're talking about games, table games.
Yes. Carol and I were just going through some of them. We've got Quiddler, Shanghai
What's
Rummy.
Quiddler?
Quiddler's a bit like a cross between Scrabble and cards. So you play it with cards, but the cards have got letters on, not numbers.
Oh, right.
And out of the letters, you have to create words, form real words.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and you have several rounds, and every round you get more letters, so you create different words,
Right.
It's good fun.
So you've got, there's a few games you were saying, Phil?
Yes, backgammon, Shanghai Rummy, I just said, Mahjong, Social Scrabble. I can't think of any others just at the moment.
So these are, pardon me, you're like... The group just rocks in once a week or once a month or whatever it is and just play a few games and just have a good chat.
Yep. Yes, yes. Some groups might have wine involved.
One of the things that, and I'm not going to go on about it, is talk about social interaction. So some of these groups, apart from the fact that you can go along and play a game and enjoy yourself, it's about the talking to the other person that's there with you or the other people that's there, isn't it?
It is. Certainly joining in with Youth Array has expanded my list of contacts, and it's the same with pretty well everyone that joins Youth Array. All of a sudden you've got a huge range of people that you know.
Yeah. And I was saying to someone in, I think, the first interview this afternoon that somebody retired, moved to Healesville, and they felt very lonely because they didn't know anyone. They joined a group. And I actually think it might have been U3A. And they said the first time they were down the street and someone called out their name, they knew they'd arrived.
Yes.
You know, they felt as though they were home.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's one of the advantages of groups like U3A, that you can have a lot of fun, but at the same time you get to know other people.
If I go down the street and I'm late getting back, Anne will say... You met people, didn't you?
and also, Healesville is a small enough community for a group like U3A to really, I mean, you make good social connections.
Yeah, and I can understand that. So, Phil, you've got the book in front of you. Tell us a couple more activities you've got.
French Conversation, Friday Book Club.
French Conversation, they're trying to teach you French? Or what's that?
Yes, that's right. Maybe not from the from a raw beginner, but conversational French, to be able to become a bit more comfortable in listening to, learning and speaking French, yes.
What about, do you still have the armchair travel?
Yes, yep. Terry does that, and that is now in the library. He's moved it to the library. That's actually joining in with a group that the library wanted to start up. We've been able to move it there and form that association.
And while we're just... I've got to take a break in a couple of seconds. The other thing is, too, that obviously you've got a singing group as well.
We have. The Healesville Community Choir... I'm in that. That's on Monday nights that we practice. And, we do a couple of performances, mostly in nursing homes.
Yep.
And at the end of the year we'll do something. But, yes.
Oh, that's
good. Always great fun.
And they tell me in the nursing homes that a lot of the elderly people who have got dementia and not with us, they respond to music because that's part of it. Get their mind going.
Yeah, the old memories. We see it all the time.
Do you?
Our MC might announce, oh, we're going to perform this number now. Yeah. And someone in the audience, they'll just start up singing straight away.
Will they?
But if you try to talk to them after we've performed, you know, how are you? Yeah. Did you enjoy that? The wall just comes down again. But while we're singing to them... Yeah. They're joining in with this and they're quite animated. So it's a wonderful thing to see.
Let's just go back one second too. I didn't do it quick enough. When you're talking about learning French and all those, and they tell me that one of the best things to help stave off dementia is learning a new language.
Yep, yes. And that's what I try to tell some of the people in... I will be telling this year, some of the people in Learn Guitar. It's not just going to be strumming chords. It'll be a little bit of theory as well. It's all about learning new stuff.
New stuff. I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And this will be our last break. So we'll be talking to Phil will give you all the contact details, Facebook page, how you can contact them, phone message and all that. So have your paper and pencil ready when we come back and we'll give you all those details.
She wears my ring.
Again, I should just mention that was the great Johnny O'Keefe, and I'm hopeless. Just a reminder, I'll be playing him between 12 and 3 on Sunday and also between 6 and 8. Steve at Lang Warren, I'm sure you'll be listening and we'll have the great Johnny O'Keefe in for you. Anyway, let's get on to what we should be talking about. First of all, Phil, give us the contact details, how we're going to be able to find out more about the U3A in Healesville.
Certainly, one of the easiest ways to find out about us is to do a Google search and just Google Healesville U3A or U3A Healesville and you'll get onto our page. On that, you can see all the courses we've got and you'll see contact details there.
Yep.
They are, if you want to email us, it's info@HealesvilleU3A.
Yep.
.org.au.
Give it to us again, please, Phil.
info@healesvilleu3a.org.au.
Yep.
And then the website, as I said, it's best to just Google it.
Yep.
And you're on phone, Facebook. We have a phone number. You can leave a message there. Yep. 0490 917 975.
Again, please, Phil.
0490 917 975.
Do yourselves a favour, go onto their website and have a look if you can, and if you can't, give them a ring and find out about their programs, because it's a great lot of group. I saw them down at the extravaganza last week. They enjoy themselves, they have a lot of fun, and A, it's really good for you to get out and meet other people, and then when you're down the street, as Phil said, you'll be a long time getting home again because you'll meet people. Carol, You do the dancing, the cycling. Do all of you do singing?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, in the choir.
Yeah, how hard is that? Like, I guess somebody said everybody can sing, and I don't believe that because I couldn't sing a note. What sort of, I don't say qualifications, but what sort of people can sing?
We don't audition for a start. It really is just come along if you enjoy singing.
Yep.
But while you're there, we will try to tell you where to sing. We pick your voices with the females, as usually the sopranos and the altos.
Yep.
And most of the men are tenors. Yep. And we might have Bill as our bass. But then you'll pick your range in that setting. If you're an alto, there'll be a certain range. Try to teach you how high you can sing, how low you can sing, yep. and sustain that lower note.
Yep.
And although we hand out sheet music, you don't have to be able to read music to join.
I was going to ask you that, because that's not an easy thing to do, to read sheet music, is it?
No. And I'm hopeless at reading sheet music. I can, but I'm slow. But it will give you some spacings. And I always try to tell people, don't be put off by it. It's a bit like following the bouncing ball. If it goes up, your voice goes up. If it goes down, your voice goes down.
Oh,
that's about the easiest way to look at it.
So let's just expand this into U3A in probably all your courses. You don't really need any experience, do you?
Oh, no.
U3A are going to, not necessarily U3A itself, but the groups in there are going to take you on as somebody who doesn't know and expand your knowledge as well, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. And the evidence is beside me. Carol bought a guitar 2 days ago and has now joined the Learn Guitar Group.
If somebody was going to join the guitar group, we'll pick them, for instance, what sort of, like, how much would you expect to pay for a guitar that would get you by?
Okay, so I could probably answer that one. So I really didn't know.
Yep.
And rather than try and say maybe buy something off the web, which would be a bit unknown, I had a look to see if there were any shops within the local area.
Yep.
And there was one in Bayswater, which is, you know, quite manageable.
Yep.
I went there a few days ago.
Yep.
And I'm also left-handed, which makes things a little bit more complicated. And I just said, look, you know, I'm a complete learner. I'd like to buy a left-handed guitar, whatever you call it.
Yep.
But I don't want to spend too much money.
Yep.
And the one that I bought cost about $100, but it's a pretty good one, and particularly for a starter. So,
So, Phil, you're the expert on the guitar. So with a $100 guitar, how long before Carol's going to say, oh, no, this is not good enough, or is that going to, a $100 guitar is going to see you through?
A $100 guitar will see you through for quite a way, but eventually I would think you might move up to something that has a pickup in it, as I'm pretty sure Carol's wouldn't have a pickup in it for $100. All that means is you can plug into an amplifier and get a bit more sound projection. And you might move into steel string acoustic if you still want to stick with an acoustic guitar.
The point I was trying to make with that is not to get back onto the guitars, because obviously most of your courses aren't going to cost a lot of money.
Yes.
And I guess not everybody wants to go and spend a lot of money even on a guitar or something like that until I get to find out how they like the program.
Look, the ukulele group, the Uke Believers, actually have a handful of ukuleles for those that want to come along and try before they spend money and buy their own instrument.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So I guess we've got to go now, unfortunately. The phone number's 0490 917 and 975. That's 0490 917 975. If you want to find out more about it, Google Hillsville U3A. And please, if you're sitting at home with not much to do with yourself, you've retired or whatever it might be, please get hold of U3A, go down, because they're a great mob. Well, I've interviewed a lot of them and they're all great fun, but also they do a lot of great activities, and you could almost find any you'd be hard pushed not to find an activity you didn't like, wouldn't you?
That's true. And even in the Yarrow Valley area with the other U3As, there might be a course. I think there's one down in Lilydale with Italian. So there are other courses.
You can find it. And, of course, one of the things, and I wrote it down and we haven't hadn't touched that on it, you can go to other U3As once you're a member of Heels with U3A, can't you?
You can become an associate member. It's a small fee, but for other areas.
All right, got to go. Thank you, Carol and Phil, for coming along.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.